From NPR West, this is Day to Day. Madeline Brand is away. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Republicans stretch what they used to call the Big Tent to the left in Rhode Island and to the right in Arizona. First, another progress report in the war on terrorism and a principal American ally in that fight, Pakistan. In Washington next week, President Bush meets with Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf and Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai. The border region between these two countries is thought to be the hideout for al-Qaeda's Osama bin Laden and Afghan Taliban leaders overthrown by the U.S. after the 9/11 attacks. Pakistan has now struck a deal with the Taliban. It's agreed to leave them alone in the border region, even though President Musharraf says they are very dangerous. Here he is speaking to European leaders in Brussels.
The center of gravity of terrorism has shifted from al-Qaeda to Taliban. This is a new element which has emerged. A more dangerous element because it has roots in the people. Al-Qaeda did not have roots in the people. So Taliban are more organized, they have roots in the people.
That's Pakistan's President Musharraf on the war on terror. We're joined by Pakistani journalist Ahmed Rashid. He's speaking with us from Lahore, Pakistan. Ahmed, why this deal with the Taliban on the part of President Musharraf?
I think the real reason for this deal has nothing to do with Afghanistan or combating terrorism. It's to do with the Pakistan Army and Musharraf standing in the army. This is a military regime. He's army chief and president. And the army has lost something like 800 dead in the last 3 years fighting the tribesmen in Waziristan, and at least twice that number wounded. So there was growing opposition in the army to Musharraf because of this operation, which many people saw as being carried out at the behest of the Americans. Now we have this deal, and frankly, there's a lot of skepticism that this deal can actually last, because the deal is wholly dependent on the goodwill of the militants. And, you know, why should the militants show goodwill? We've already just seen the death of the governor of Paktia in just across the border in Afghanistan, and his murder by suicide bombing a few days ago. Obviously, the suicide bomber came from Waziristan, where this deal was struck.
As you say, the deal does call on the militants, the Taliban militants, to not carry out attacks from Pakistan, and in return, the Pakistan army will stop trying to root them out. You refer to this region, Waziristan. This is the name of the province where these guys are supposedly hiding out. You say U.S. commanders call this Terrorism Central. Where is this place, and what is going on there?
There are seven tribal districts between Pakistan and Afghanistan, and traditionally these areas have been autonomous of the Pakistan government. And what has happened, of course, since 9/11 is that a lot of al-Qaeda and Taliban who escaped from Afghanistan came into these tribal districts, and because there was no presence of Pakistan army or Pakistan police, they were able to live there and reorganize themselves and rebuild themselves and make contact again with the groups around the world. Now, in 2003, after considerable American pressure, the army, the Pakistan army, went in there, but it's been taking very heavy casualties at the hands of the extremists.
Writing in the Washington Post this week, you say that the Bush administration, the U.S., has essentially lost the first phase of the war on terror exactly because of what is happening here.
I think because of the total neglect of Afghanistan by the Bush administration, and instead of rebuilding, reconstructing Afghanistan, going into Iraq, and then literally abandoning Afghanistan with very little money, not sufficient numbers of foreign troops, the Taliban and al-Qaeda have made a dramatic comeback. And of course, from these sanctuaries along the Pakistan border, they're able to destabilize not just Afghanistan, but also Pakistan, and of course, plot further afield. I mean, we know, for example, that some of the London plotters who were caught recently for trying to bring down aircraft had connections in Waziristan and in Pakistan. So al-Qaeda has been able to revamp itself. Osama bin Laden may not be exactly available to new plots or to be able to consult with, but, you know, there are other members of al-Qaeda who are available and who are looking ahead.
You talk about the tactics employed in Iraq and in South Lebanon and elsewhere and say that indeed you foresee these tactics spreading to Central Asia and that the war on terror is observed by fighters in all these areas who are learning from one another?
That's very true. I mean, for example, with the Taliban right now, with this current offensive that they have launched against NATO troops in southern Afghanistan, we're seeing quite phenomenally new tactics. Brilliant ambushes, the use of explosive devices, suicide bombings. Now, a lot of this seems to have come from Iraq, and NATO has told me that there is a traffic in men and materials between Iraq and Afghanistan. And the Taliban have been there to train. Iraqi al-Qaeda members have come to Afghanistan to train the Taliban here. So there's now a kind of cross-fertilization going on, which, of course, is very, very dangerous.
Ahmed Rashid speaking with us from Lahore, Pakistan. He's the author of the books Taliban and Jihad. Ahmed, thank you.
Thank you.